Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Thanks for joining us for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're continuing our series leading up to the 2019 Chipotle USA Hockey National Championships by talking to John Stojak, who is part of the host committee for the upcoming high school national tournament in Cleveland. Hey, John, thanks for taking the time today.
Harry, thank you very much for including us in your interview here.
Great. Well, John, high school nationals is right around the corner. Can you give us kind of an overview of how preparations are coming for you guys?
Well, we have a total of 38 teams that are going to be part of the USA Hockey High School National Championships here in Cleveland this year. We will have 16 Division I boys teams, which are pure, or all the kids go to the same school. We will have 16 Division II boys teams, and that can be schools that combine players from multiple schools. And we will have 6 girls high school hockey teams here in Cleveland. Out of those 38 teams, 37 of those are already registered. Most of them have their hotels. They're already starting their travel plans. And they're representing 23 states in 9 of the USA Hockey districts across the United States.
Wow. Well, you've just answered about five of my questions. So thank you very much. This is awesome. Well, it sounds like you guys are definitely on the ball, and that's what I've been hearing from the various people within USA Hockey and who say that Cleveland definitely knows what they're doing when it comes to hosting tournaments. How many nationals have you hosted them in the past?
Well, let's stay with high school, I think, Harry. It's probably the most important, though. We hosted the high school nationals here in 2017, and we thought we did okay. We had a lot of things to improve upon, and immediately had an interest in coming back and hosting 2019 and really letting Cleveland shine, and that's our intent. So the two high school nationals for sure are the most recent. I believe we've had other Tier 1 in the youth levels and a Tier 2 in the youth levels hosted here in the Cleveland area over the last 10 or 15 years. So there's a rich history here in Cleveland of having a very strong interest in hockey.
Oh, absolutely. Some great players have come out of the Cleveland area and some great teams that have represented the area very well in past nationals. Can you talk a little bit about, so you hosted high school in 2017. What are some of the things that you learned that you really look to improve upon this time?
Well, talking about preparation in general, not just for 2017, but in order to be able to host 2017, everybody's got to do a little bit of scouting to try and figure out what's going on currently as it relates to hosting a tournament for USA Hockey. So we had three of us that went to Reston, Virginia for the 2016 high school nationals, and we took notes, did diligent notes there as to, what they did in the rinks, what kind of signage they put up, what kind of apparel they did, did they have a photographer on site, how did they display that, how did they communicate events to the fans and that type of thing. And all of this, obviously folds around the USA Hockey guidance and direction that we get. So when we came to Cleveland in 2017, we were using 2 rink facilities here, both with twin pads, and had twin crews that were working this with the USA Hockey staff. Everybody came back with very positive input saying, you guys did a good job, we appreciate that. And, what we learned from that is that, there's certain small things that you have to pay attention to. Is the glass in the ice hockey facilities, are they cleaned? Just so fans can see through them. Is there communication as to where schedules are? Is all that stuff posted for someone just to walk in and be able to see all of it? And we hope we did a good job, and we think that we learned from that to do a good job again. That being said, we then also went to the 2018 high school nationals in Minneapolis area and did more scouting. And to find out from USA Hockey, from the coaches, and from the fans, we spent 3 days there talking to all of those groups as to what you like and what you don't like. Even things coming back from officials, like what type of food, would they want in a hospitality room so that, they don't have indigestion on the ice? Or for the fans, was the lighting correct? Or was there an area for them to take pictures where they had clean glass? All of those things went into our wish list, and that's when we started planning for the 2019 USA Hockey Nationals here for high school. that helps Harry. That's kind of the planning process of where it started.
Absolutely. Well, John, speaking of planning processes, I know that this is a long process for you and for the USA Hockey National Office staff and other key volunteers. You guys are doing lots of conference calls. There's lots of communication throughout the organization. Could you just talk a little, for somebody who maybe doesn't have the benefit of knowing how much hard work goes into this, can you talk about the teamwork that is involved with hosting a Nationals, all the way from the national office all the way down to the people who are going to be giving up their time coming and working at your rinks?
Sure, love to do that. So, you know, the host here, I think, the most important, Cleveland Suburban Hockey League, or CSHL as we know it. You know, it's been a grassroots youth development organization since 1971. So we're in our 48th year here, and we go anywhere from the ADM age kids coming into hockey all the way up through USA Hockey registered high school teams. That group has got the board and also the local membership of its teams, and the support of hockey here is pretty good. When you start planning this, you have to put down a managing committee. You can't work with 50, 60, 70 people. You have to have a group of people that are, you know, some 8 or 10 people that you trust deeply, and each of which have different skill sets. So if you have someone for media, or if you have someone for printing, or if you have someone that goes into apparel, you have to put those together. You know, part of the planning process on this is that USA Hockey usually asks for your interest in hosting a tournament 2 years in advance. So when we were in 2017, we had actually applied for that in 2015. And obviously for 2019 here, we applied for that in 2017 after our tournament was concluded. That process is a fairly long process. You don't know whether you've been given the bid or not until some 6 months or so later. So confirmation of that actually came in January of 2018. We started spinning up immediately, actually back in December of 2017, in anticipation of the bid. We started spinning up rinks and hotels to make sure that we were on the schedule for the dates for this particular tournament this year. You know, we started contacting printers again, those printers that we used in 2017 that did a good job and, you know, said, do you still have all these templates in place? You know, what do we need to do differently to make this better? Photographers, apparel vendors, getting involved with This Is Cleveland, part of Destination Cleveland here for events and activities to do here in the Cleveland area. And again, you know, our volunteer staff here, we probably have 65 to 70 volunteers that are giving up anywhere from 2 to 5 to 10 games of their time to come into to our rinks and make this a great event. And every one of us here are looking forward to one thing, is that when the people leave here, they remember Cleveland as being a very positive experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, John, once again, you beat me to the punch, because I was going to, I think for a lot of people out there, I don't think we could ever stress it enough, the dedication of people such as yourself and all the people who are involved, who give up their time. They're, you know, being away from their families, you know, they've got full-time jobs, but all the people who do so much just to make sure that this event will go off without a hitch.
Great.
Absolutely. Well, John, I just wanted to ask you, you know, you've been involved in tournaments, I'm sure, over the years from many, you know, different kinds of tournaments. What sets a USA Hockey National Championships apart from other tournaments, in your opinion?
I guess one word that I would use is professionalism. You know, everything that comes from USA Hockey is starts with the word professionalism. When you walk in, you want sportsmanship from the players and the coaches and the fans. You try and emphasize that through the entire tournament, that this is an experience that they're going to remember for the rest of their lives. And everyone on that USA Hockey staff starts there at professionalism. And then, you know, obviously it just goes through preparation and commitment and execution. And those are very large things in order to make something successful.
Absolutely. And then my last thing I wanted to ask you about is obviously the teams are coming to Cleveland with one thing on their minds, to win a USA Hockey National Championship. But can you talk about some of the other things that you and your committee have put together for people to do while they're in Cleveland? Because there's obviously a lot of great things to do and see when you're in your city.
Well, I have a lot here, Perry, so you got to be prepared for this one. So it all starts on the team meeting, which takes place the night before the event starts, and that's going to be on Wednesday, March 27th. Opening that meeting is going to be a local medical person, Dr. Cunningham, who is on the opioid task force nationally, on the opioid task force. And that's going to be part of her subject matter, is how to deal with pain and injuries and things of that nature in a very safe way, as opposed to having, you know, the opioid issues that we have throughout the country. So after we have that, we'll have the directors in that talk, and they'll give a whole outline of what to expect over the next few days. We also have two nights that the Cleveland Monsters here. The Monsters are a Columbus Blue Jackets affiliate. They are an AHL affiliate. And on Friday and Saturday, they will be playing at home here. And we have discount programs for those teams that are able to make those evening games. And there will be recognition for all of the teams here in Cleveland in the national tournament on the Humongatron screen. And they do have a screen that's probably bigger than my garage door. I'm sure of it.
Wow.
So during the events themselves, during the days, we're going to put together roundtable events that are basically going to have coaches. And those coaches are going to be from ACHA, some of the juniors, ECHL. In the past, we've had local universities like John Carroll and Akron University and Mercyhurst and Kent State. And then we're going to add into that, okay, referee representatives. So the whole idea behind this is, what happens? What is life after high school hockey? What opportunities do you have? And that might be playing club hockey at a local school, or maybe playing D1. Or if you don't want to play hockey at all because, you know, you're not at that level, you still know how to skate. What about becoming an official inside of USA Hockey, and we need more officials? So that's kind of where we're taking during the tournament. We also have a program here with Destination Cleveland called Show Your Badge. So basically that's going to be at www.destinationcleveland.com/SYB. There is going to be a host of different things that are to do here in Cleveland. So as an example, just some of those things that we have. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's the only one in the country. It's here in Cleveland. There's a discount program that's part of that. If you want to take a short drive about an hour south of Cleveland, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio, and it is absolutely just been finished and redone. It is a spectacular thing to visit, and if you're coming from one of the 23 states that we have, it might be the only time in your life that you ever do that. And so if we have some adult-type things in here, we've got two big casinos here, Hard Rock Casino, I should say Hard Rock Racino, and the Jack, which is downtown, both for gambling. We also have local breweries here, whether it's the Great Lakes Brewing Company or Fathead Brewery, and also we have a whole series of Geneva wineries, which are just east of Cleveland. So kind of going forward with that, let's get a little lighthearted. If you guys remember the Christmas Story movie, we have the Christmas Story house here in Cleveland, and it can be visited. You can go through it. It's kind of a neat little side trip to take. If the kids want to get their energy out a little bit, we have places like Zip City here. It has climbing walls and trampolines and that type of thing. And we also have high-voltage indoor karting, go-karts inside that go up to 50 miles an hour.
Wow.
We also have shopping. You know, I mean, you can't leave shopping out. Every person here is going to have something. We have several malls on the east and west side of the city where the teams will be staying, all within 15-minute drive of where their hotels will be. And, you know, some of the other things that are here are, you know, the Cleveland Aquarium. If you've never been to the Cleveland Aquarium before, it's in the old powerhouse, where the electric part of Cleveland was. They converted that into an aquarium, and it is just awesome. And then NASA Glenn Research Center. Aren't too many places in the country that you can go and see some of the NASA-type items, and they have tours that are available. And then the last one I'll kind of leave with, if you remember the old-fashioned candies, that you remember those brands that you saw before, most of the time those have disappeared. But if you want to go back to your youth, we have a place here called Sweetie's Candies that absolutely has all of those brands ready to buy and take home or ship to you. And then the last thing that we're kind of doing, which is kind of fun for the kids, we have an intern from Mount Union College, a 21-year-old lady that has been on our committee, and she's part of the media effort that we're doing. And she has developed a program with Twitter and Instagram where you can actually take pictures of Cleveland as you travel through the city. and you submit those pictures, and it's an entry into prizes that the kids can wear, or the kids can get, or the adults can get, and they can win those. So there's a lot going on, and we hope that this is going to be a fun time, and if people take advantage of all these things, they will be exhausted when they leave.
Wow, it sounds like it'll be a full docket of great things to do, in addition to some awesome hockey that's going to be played at your two different rinks that are going to be hosting the Nationals. So, John, thanks. Appreciate your time. Appreciate all that you're doing for USA Hockey and for all the high school kids who are going to be coming to your great city. Appreciate everything. So thanks for taking the time, John, and good luck with hosting this year's USA Hockey High School National Championships.
Thank you, Harry. Appreciate the time you're giving to us to talk about it.
All right. And thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll be back with another USA Hockey Magazine podcast soon.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.